Hondaf Ayn Zainam Abase, the bottom Gemara. Omer Rav Pinchas, Mishun Rav Huna, Tziporoi, from Rav Huna from Tziporor, that Mayin Hayotzim Abase Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Mayin, the little well, the little stream of water that started from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is Betchila, at the beginning of the flow, was Doime LaKarnei HaGovim. There's a very small flow. He had this Gemara in Shkolim. There's a very small flow of water, looks like the karnei, like the horns of a grasshopper. Kivon shegiel lepetach hechol, as soon as the stream continued on and reached the hechol, is nasik echut shel sesi. It already became the thick already as the string of shesi they put on the loom. That's the one that goes horizontal.
That goes straight up.
Kivon shegiel ulam, when the water went further ready, came to the ulam ready, then nasik echut shel orif. Then it went like a bigger string a little bit. You put across the orif. That string that goes across the loom, that's a little bit thicker than the string that...
Right.
Yeah. Kibin Shagia El Pesach Azorim. As soon as the string comes to the Pesach of the Azorim, then Nasa Kepi Pach Kotin. It comes the size of a small bottle. That's already how thick the stream of water is. Finally, this is the way we learned. That Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Mayim mefachin asidim lios yoytze mitachas mifton habayis. That water, like the size of a pach, the size of a bottle, the opening of a bottle, will come out of the Pesach habayis. Mi Pesach habayis. Mikan v'yelach, once the stream went out of the Beis HaMikdash, is hoyim esgabe v'yoyla. It got very strong, the water then. Ad shemegiyo lepesach Beis David. Until it came to the Pesach of the house of Beis David. As soon as the stream came to reach the side, the place of Beis David, is Nase Kinachal Shoytif. It came almost like a regular river, and a river flowing very strong, fast river, fast, swifty water. And Rechtsin Zovin V'Zovois Nidos V'Yodis. Now it's big enough, this water, that an Isha, a Zovin, could go down there and be Toivol. Shinema, the Pasuk says in Tzchaya, V'Yoimahu, Yiye Mokor Niftoch leBeis David will come out of Mokor. The stream of water will come out, opening by the Beis David. Uliyoshve Yerushalayim lechatas l'nida. That from there will be good for a nida, and as a nida will be able to go table in that water. That's how big the water will be already. That even nida could go into the water. And Amar Rav Yosef mikan remez l'nida sheitzricha leishev at savor b'mayim. That what are we saying now? That when the water reached the Beis David, then it was nice, high, and thick water. So it even reached the tzavra, like a mushlak of the Isha was standing in the water, it would reach her neck. So it's mashma, that's how deep the water has to be when a nida goes to be toivel. It has to be deep water that at least will come up to a neck. And the Gemara says, no, v'lesilchos ha-kavosin. But the lochra is not like that. The water does not badavka have to be so high. It's enough that's even lower. As long as she can get her whole body into it, even if she lies down or sits down, it's also good. As long as she gets her whole body into the mikvah. Rashi mekan remez l'nida, nida loy kori le roy l'nida, ad shem esgabo kenach l'shoytif. It only says the stream is roy for nida to go in there when it reaches the Beis David, when it becomes like a whole river. Eshe megiyo lepesach Beis David, es remez shetzricho letfilas mayim amukim, that when nida goes to be tevil, she has to go into deep water. Sheteshe bem atzavoro, that she could be there and it reaches her neck. V'yaf agav glorimiza kru atzavoro, the pasuk doesn't really say clearly it has to be up until the neck. Meal din heve yamukim oime karo. It's mashma, it has to be deep water. Vize karo, that means karo. Ay bichlal, how do we know that a nida has to go to the mikvah? The Torah never says clearly that the loch is a nida has to go to the mikvah. The Torah talks about it. That sholu mekame Reb Yehuda goin, to tell, tvilas nida midiraisim inolan. How do we know that an isha has to go to the mikvah in order to become Torah? The Torah doesn't say clearly. Ve'eshiv, it says, kal v'choyme mimagah. It's a kabuchayim amadach when Nisha touches somebody else. That person becomes tummy, and he has to go to the mikvah. So adin the nida itself, avad has to go to the mikvah. We were a time period and afkum in the sib b'mei nida. For dashin masechta v'roschachovim mayim shanida tevelos behen. The Torah calls it mei nida mashmitz water that the nida has to go into. So that's the remez. That's the drasha. How we know nida has to go to the mikvah. Three pirish min the sib. That's a drasha. The Torah doesn't say clearly these are drashas. So our Gemara here is going after those drushes. We know Anita has to go to the mikvah. The shaila is, how deep does the water have to be? So here it's remez, it has to be pretty deep, up into a neck. And the Gemara says, no, so we don't pass them like that. It's not a din how deep the water has to be. It has to be aboyim so that the body can get into it. The Gemara says, no. Shabbos, the ikah manol mai. So far we came at these halachis, that on Yom Kippur even you're allowed to walk through a river. If your Rebbe or your father is on the other side of the river, and you want to go be makab upon him, it's a mitzvah. So you're allowed to walk through the river, even though you have to come up to your neck in water, you're allowed to walk through there on Yom Kippur. And the chiddush was, even though rechitzer is also, it's only also rechitzer shotainen, that you're having enjoyment from. But here it's not l'shem enjoyment, it's time to go to do a mitzvah, it's mutter. So some have the gears to that. Teinach Yom Kippurim delekemanel. On Yom Kippur, you know you're not allowed to wear shoes. So then we understand why you're allowed to walk through the water. Of the Shabbos, the Yikah Mano Mai. What's going to be the loch on the Shabbos? That Shabbos people do wear shoes. So the question is the same thing. If you want to go over a river, you want to go visit your Rebbe or your father, Salsilcha Shabbos, the Churitz Mutter, the same thing. You're going through the water. But the question is, though, that you should be afraid maybe your shoes will fall off. And then you come to pick it up and carry it. And it's also to carry on Shabbos. So maybe because of your shoes, it should be also to walk through the water. And Rashi says, can you walk through the water on Shabbos? We're afraid maybe your shoes will fall off while you're walking through. And we're afraid you'll pick them up and carry them. So that's why on Shabbos maybe it should be usher. It's on Yom Kippur, not wearing shoes. That's why it's mutter. But on Shabbos, if you're wearing shoes, maybe it should be usher. Is Oma Nehemiah, Chasne Devenesia. So Nehemiah, the son-in-law of the Venesia, from the president, Venosi, is Ano Chazisil Rabami. I saw that Rabami, Rabasi, Demoti Okumro Demaya, they met into a pool of water, the Yavrua Derech Malbush, and they walked through the pool of water, even though it was on Shabbos, and even though Derech Malbush, they were wearing shoes. So you see, even though you're wearing shoes, still you're allowed to walk through. And we're not afraid maybe the shoes will come off while you're going through the water. Rashi v'yavruha derech malbush. It means b'manolim avruoisei. They went through with their shoes. They went through. So it's a raya clearly with the shoes. It's mutter. So Moshe says again, teinach mano. Maybe that's good with shoes that you have leather that they're tight, so we're not afraid they'll fall off. Of a sandal mayikul meima, like sandals. Sandals are not so tight, so maybe there we're afraid they'll fall off while you're walking through. It should be also to go through wearing sandals. So Rashi says sandal may. You can't make it tight and tie it down. The same way you do to a regular shoe. So what's the halacha here? Is Amar Rav Rechumi Ano Chazisil Ravina? I saw Ravina the Ovar Derech Malbush. He went through a pool of water, and vice versa, he held even though he was wearing sandals. He was wearing a sandal only. Trashi Vidiklo. That's right. Ravashi says no. Ravashi Amar Sandal Lechatchiloloi. A sandal, no, you should not do it. I'm the Lashon HaChetchila, but Allah is mashmitz, the Malach is osur. You're not allowed to walk through water wearing a sandal. Because since the sandal is not so tight on your shoe, we're afraid while you're going through the water, it'll fall off, and you'll come to carry it. So in Echlam, Allah is osur to wear sandals, walking through the water. Mashen came to wear shoes is mutter. Exactly, if it means our sandals, I'm not sure, because we could have sandals that you tie down pretty tight also. You have it all around, and you have things tying it down, so maybe it'll be different. Kovan the Gemara's sandal, you didn't tie it down, it wasn't so tight, there it's also. There's another shalot, the Gemara he doesn't discuss. The Gemara is a shalot and it's a shriya, the shalot is. That you're not allowed to soak any begodim in water on Shabbos. We hold shriya zui kibusai, a lot of Rishonim hold. And that's what we hold halacha. Just putting your shirt into water is also on Shabbos. Because just putting your clothing into water, that's called kibbutz, that's called you washing it. The question is here, how are you allowed to go through the river when you're wearing your shoes, your clothing on Shabbos, you're putting clothing into water? So there's two terutzim. One terutz is showing him say is either it was dirty water, you have to say, and since it was dirty water, that's not called derech kibbutz. Kibbutz means you're washing something in clean water. Mashenkin doing it in dirty water, that's not called kibbutz. So therefore it was mutter. So mainly here the only shalor is that maybe your shoes will fall off, so we're making a chilek. If you have shoes that are tight, it's mutter. But a sandal that's not tight, and a chlam mitzosa. Moshe says, Resh Galusa ikloy lehagrunya. Resh Galusa went to this place, Hagrunya, and Levei Rav Nosson. He went to stay by Rav Nosson's house in Hagrunya. Shrashi v'shov Hashem. He spent Shabbos there. Is Raf Rum the Kula Rabbonin also the Pirkum? So Vaisos Resh Lusa gave the Shir on Shabbos. So the Rabbonin and Raf Rum went to the Shir. Ravina the Loyosa. Ravina didn't go to the Shir. Lemochar, after Shabbos the next day, is Boy Raf Rum Lafuke the Ravina midaita the Resh Lusa. So Mesam Resh Lusa was angry at Ravina, how come he didn't come to my Shir? So Raf Rum wanted to be a good friend to Ravina, and he wanted to get it out, like he wanted to make peace, that Resh Galusa should not be angry at Ravina. So Boy Raf Rum Lafuki La Ravina Midaita the Resh Galusa. He wanted to take Ravina out of the mind of Resh Galusa. No, he wanted to clear him out. He wanted to, like, give you an excuse, like, speak out your excuse. How come you didn't go to Shia yesterday? Is Omalei, so Raf Rum asked Ravina, my time Aloyos Mala Pirka. How come you didn't come to Shia yesterday? To the Drosha of Resh Galusa. Omalei, so Ravina answered back, Heavy Koyabli Karya. My feet were hurting me. I couldn't walk. Had a bad foot. Because tomorrow night, so Raphim asked him back, something's hurting you there. Put on shoes. You put on shoes, your ache will go away. So you should have put on a good pair of shoes and walk. So he answered him, Gabo de Karya heavy. It was in the back of my heel that was bothering me. So shoes would also bother me. So he answered back, no, you should have put on sandals. Hey, sandals are nice and loose. So even though you have a boo-boo on the back of your foot, it won't bother you so much, though. It's loose. Maybe tight shoes will bother you. Rashi says, it's wider. It won't bother you. So still, that's not a good excuse. Is Omalei, so Ravina finally told him, it was a big pool of water, on the road. And Melai couldn't go into the water on Shabbat. That's why I didn't come to Shia. So Rafa asked him back, though, still, what kind of heter was that? We have the law here. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk through the water to go to Dvar Mitzvah. So here you come into Shir, you should have walked through the water and come to Shir. Omalei answered him back, don't you hold, like we said before from Ravashi, that sandal, lechatchiloi, that when is it mutter to go through only wearing shoes? But I couldn't wear shoes because I had a ache, I had a boo-boo there. I couldn't wear regular shoes. I had to put on a sandal only. And Allah is with a sandal, you're not allowed to walk through the river, through the water. So, well, that's why I couldn't come to Shia. So the kids gave a good excuse for Ravina. So Raphim accomplished his purpose. That now Resh Lusa was not angry anymore. He told them over a good excuse. He patted him. So tomorrow, Tony Yehuda bar Groigris, also Leisha Agabe Tina b'Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to sit down on like mud. Tina means a wet piece of ground like mud. You can't sit on wet mud on Yom Kippur. Shrashi, Shalichlu Chatit Heavy Oinik Korol L'Rechitza. Because since it's a little bit wet there, it makes you feel good, and it's like washing yourself. But just like you can't wash yourself on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to sit down on something that's wet. It's also like an Oinig, and makes you feel good that you're washing. Is Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Uvetina Mitafeches. We're only talking about this tina, this mud here, has enough liquid that there's liquid. Shrashi makia mayim. In other words, there's water, it's wet on the outside. Not just sound like mud, like a little bit half wet. It has to be gezunta wet. And Omer Abayu v'tafeach amenas latzfiach. How wet does it have to be? It has to be wet enough that if you touch it with your hands, there's wetness on your hands, that when your hands touch something else, it makes that thing wet also. That's called tafeach amenas latzfiach. When you touch it, it puts enough wetness on you that you could wet something else. That's called enough wetness to say there's an issur on Yom Kippur, that you have an enjoyment that's also to do on Yom Kippur. Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Uvetina. Omer Rav Yehuda, Muta Litzdanein v'Peris. You should know you're allowed to have cold Peris and put it on your body on Yom Kippur to make yourself cold. If it's a hot day, you can take out Peris from the refrigerator and put it on your body, keep yourself a little bit cool. That's Muta. Rav Yehuda Mitzdanein v'Kro. Rav Yehuda also used to have some cold kraws, usually pumpkins he had, or cabbage, a squash kraw. He had some cold squash, and with that he used to cool himself on Yom Kippur. Rabba Mitzdanein v'Yanuka. Rabba made himself cool with Yanuka, not sure what it is, or some other type of vegetable, something that grows. That's what he used. Rava Mitzdanein because of the Kasper. Rava used to use a silver cup. He had a cool silver cup that he used to use putting near his body on Yom Kippur to make himself cool. Omer Rav Papa, he saw the Kasper Molei Osir. You should know if it's full to the top with water, then it's also to use to put it near your body. Because Pasha, we're afraid, maybe it'll spill over on you, and you're not allowed to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. Rashi says, Mola Yosar, Shema Yishofchu Mayim Abasaroi. If you have a full cup, you're not allowed to put it on your body, because we're afraid some of the water will fall off. Mashenkein Chosar, Shari. But if it's halfway, it's not full, then it's mutter. At least something is missing, it's not completely full, then we're not afraid it'll fall out. That's mutter to put the cold cup on your body. The pachra, let's say it's made from a kli cheres, an earthly kli that's very porous, so that some liquid is coming through it, is idividi yosar. Mishum de mishkal shochem. In both ways it's yosar, because even if it only has a little bit of water, so Rashi says, polte mayim shevaleyam. The water comes through it. It's porous, a kli cheres. So therefore, we're afraid there's some drops of water on the outside, and if you put it on your body, you're like washing yourself on Yom Kippur. So it's also to use on Yom Kippur. Some have the Gisha, Ravashi Yomar, Tisa de Kaspa Chosanam Yosin. No, if you have a silver cup, even if it's only halfway full, it's also to put on your body. Mishum de Mizdoriv, we're afraid they'll slip. Shrashi Machlet's very slippery. Venishmat Miyod will fall out of your hand. Viyashavchu Amayim Alov, and the water will fall on top of you. So it's also even to hold a silver cup of halfway full of water. It's also water. We're afraid it'll slip out of your hands and spill on you. Ziri Bar Choma, Ushpazichnan de Rabbi Ami. He was the innkeeper of Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Well, the Kula Rabbanon of Kisri, all the Rabbanon of Kisri, heavy. Omalel Rabbi Yosef, they told Rabbi Omalel Rabbi Yosef Rei to Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Bar or Raya, like you're a bar or son of a big Talmud Chacham, is to Emelcha come and tell us milsam al yisa something very good to have yovid avuch. Tell us something good that your father did. So he told them like this: that mitafeches hoyeloi erev Yom Kippurim. He used to have a towel that he had erev Yom Kippur, for shoy roisa b'mayim, and he would soak it into water on erev Yom Kippur. For yoisa yoisa kimin kelim neguvim, and some then he would wring it out, and it would still be like dried out, like a kamat, like a kli that's dried out. But it still had some water, it's still some wet, the towel. Or the mocha tomorrow on Yom Kippur, mikaneach ba'pon of yod v'raglim. He would like wash off his face and hands with it. In other words, it wasn't completely full of water. It's also to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. But he made this kunst that he had a towel that was a little bit damp-like. And on Yom Kippur now, he washed him, he cleaned himself. He was mikaneach ba, his face, his hands, and his feet. Drashim et hafeches means sudir, a type of a towel. Kimin kelim neguvim, like dried kelim. Yeah. By the Erev Tishba, what about Erev Tishba? Because on Tishba also there's the same halacha. You're not allowed to wash yourself on Tishba. So what he did was on Erev Tishba, Shoy Roisa B'mayim, also he would soak the towel in water. Well, the mocher, and tomorrow on Tisha B'av, Maviu Agav Yenef. He would just put it over his eyes. That's what he did. So, Mar V'chein, Kiyosi Rabba, Bar Mori. Omer, he said the same thing. That there of Tisha B'av, on there of Tisha B'av, the answer is, Mevi'in Loi Mitfeches, take your towel, V'shoy Ra'isa B'mayim, and soak it into water. O Menicha Tachas V'shoysev, and leave it under your head. Put it, use it for a pillow on the night time. Well, the mocher, tomorrow, on your Tisha B'av, Mekaneach pon of yod of raglav. You're allowed to wipe off your face, your hands, and your feet with this, like a damp towel. That's what you can do on Erev Tisha B'av. What about Erev Yom Kippurim? You want to prepare yourself for Yom Kippur. As mevi'in loy mitfachos, they brought him also the towel. V'shoy roisa b'mayim, would also soak it in water. V'oisa oisa kimin kelim leguvim. Here we have to wring it out a little bit to make it like dried out kelim, but it's still damp. Or the mocher on Yom Kippur, mavira agabi einov, he would let it go over his eyes. So the mar omale Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlipa, ifcho marta lo'olon, you told us just the opposite before, that while the Rashi says, that v'tisha b'av oisoysa kivin kelim neguvim, you said before, no, for tisha b'av you have to dry it out very much. But against the Erev Yom Kippur, there you did not tell us that you had to make it so dried out. And Mar says, have a kashin, you taka shchita. You taught us the opposite. You taught us that on Erev Yom Kippur, you're allowed to soak it in water, and you don't have to wring it out before Yom Kippur. Just use it the way it is now on Yom Kippur. But by Tisha B'Av, you said then no. Erev Tisha B'Av, you have to wring it out very good. I have a kashra on you, schita. That how could you tell me on Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av, you just soak it in water, and you don't have to wring it out before Yom Kippur. So when it comes Yom Kippur, when you use it, it's pretty soaked with water. So who there, we should be afraid of schita. There's an issa to wring it out on Yom Kippur. So if a cat on Yom Kippur, you should have to wring it out beforehand. Because if not, we're afraid maybe you'll wring it out on Yom Kippur. Mashenken on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, we're not afraid. Tisha B'Av, there's no issa schita on Tisha B'Av. So here it should be just the opposite. And Omer Rav Menashe, Patachlipa, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, that Sholu was Reb Leza, that yes, Reb Leza, that, oh, there's a new thing. So they asked them from Schita and Enecham, they changed it around, like we had before. The Locha was like we had before, the Meisim was before, the opposite way Takam. That on Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Yom Kippur, you have to wring it out good. Today that on Yom Kippur, you won't come to squeeze it out. Mashenkin, on Erev Tisha B'Av, then you don't have to go so far. Rashi says also, Loshin Sheshimat Yochakoma, Ipchomat Lachon, the Erev Tisha B'Av, the Kaneh, the Mocha Poshtam. The Arab Yom Kippur and Shoy Roysa B'mayim, the Yoy Soysa Kimin Kelim Leguvim, the Sinch Eschita, the Kimin Kelim Leguvim, Adayin, Yesh Kre Eschita, still a Kasha. So the kids, like the second year of Rashi, even that much is, you're not allowed to. And this is the way we pass Kim Lachlocha. But for Tisha, but for Yom Kippur's only, that on Erev Yom Kippur, you're allowed to take a towel and just wipe off your hands. If you have your hands that are wet, you could wipe them off on the towel. So the towel, Mamas, is just a little bit damp. Then this towel you're allowed to use on Yom Kippur. Because then there's no shash you come to Schita to wring it out on Yom Kippur. Mashenkin on Erev Tisha B'Av, then we say there the Yetzer is. You're allowed to soak the towel in water, and then so I can wring it out. And even though after you wring it out, it's still pretty wet, then you're allowed to use that on Tisha B'Av. Because on Tisha B'Av, we're not afraid you come to wring it out more. There's no way to Schita there on Tisha B'Av. Mashenkin, for Yom Kippur, talk, it's awesome. That much water. On Yom Kippur, it's only mutter just to have enough that Erev Yom Kippur, you stand, wipe your hands on the towel. Now that towel that's a little bit damp, that towel you could use. You bite it. Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav Menashe Batachlipa, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rabba Barbachonim, Sholu Es Reb Leza, Es Reb Leza, Zokin V'yeshev Yeshiva. If you have an older Yid, a Zokin, and the Yeshiv Yeshiva is in the Sanhedrin even, Zechoshev Yid, is sorach lito rishus lahatil b'choros ayena sorach. So he has to ask rishus before he can be matta b'choros or not. A loch of a b'chor is that kol zman is no mum. You can't use it. It's like a carbon. The zman is there. You can't use it. So you have to wait till it has a mum, and you have to show it to a chochim. He'll be matta the mum. He'll say yes, that's a good mum. So Rashi says that zokin v'yeshiv yeshiva arminim es sanhedrin shein chochom matteres b'chor b'yochid liras es mumay elim came not to rishus min anasi. He has to go test the Nasi Rishus if he could check out the Bechor, the animal that's a Bechor, to make sure the mum is a good mum, that's mutter, for the kohen to use it. Is Tamachas. He has to ask him Rishus. Lochem I boil whom? The Imzokin Yeshubi Yeshiva Sanhedrin. You have an old Yid, as Mamash in the Sanhedrin, have a Mitzorach Rishus. Does he have to ask the Nasi Rishus Eloi? What the knock of the walk, what's it doing here in the middle of Masach Yom here? But from the boy the mirror of the sukkim boyelu, ma lotes the sandal shall show him Yom Kippur. Because right after he asked him another question about Yom Kippur. So therefore, first to bring down this question: is the zaken that sits in the Sanhedrin when he wants to be matzah b'chor, does he have to get rishus from the nasi or not? So Gemara says, my kami boyelu, what's your question? Hoki kami boyelu, ki hodi yomer ravidi baravin dover ze henichul hem levenesiyo de lezgad de boy. This is one schus that left over for the Vein Nesiyah, that you have to come and ask the Nasi Rishus before you can be matir of Bechor. So Rashi says, Gadda means Lashon Gedula. And we left this for the Nasi to be big about this. So Mele, Tzorach Lito Rishus, that's your topic. So sure, you have to ask Rishus like anybody else. I do, maybe no. Kivon de Zokim Yeshiv Yeshiva, since he's an older person, and he saw Choshev is sitting in the Sanhedrin, and Tzorach, that was your topic. Is Omer Reb Tzadik Ben Chaku. Araglov the Yomer, he got up on his foot and feet and said, Ani Risi, I saw, as Rabbi Yossi ben Zimron, Shezok, and he was an older person, the Yoshev Yeshiva, he was sitting in the Sanhedrin, Hoya, the Omad Bimalo, Mizikna Shoseh, he was greater than this Zokin you're talking about, the Noto Rishus Lahate Bechoris, and he also asked Rishus. So you see, you have to ask Rishus from the Nasi. Omale Ravavin, Loika Choya Maisa, no, you're not saying over, that wasn't the right Maisa, that wasn't the story. This was the maisa what happened. That Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, Kayin Hoy, he was a Kayin. This was the question they asked. Halacha Rabbi Meir, is halacha like Rabbi Meir? Tiyamar hachoshet b'dava loydon of loymidoy. He was a Kayin. And the halacha is a Kayin for sure. If he has his own Bechor and it comes about Mum, he's not allowed to check it out. Because since he's a choshet b'dava, it's negayah to him. Like a Zoyb, his man is there, Kahanim can't do anything with the Bechorim. They have to let it wait until it gets a Baal Mum. And when it comes to Baal Mum, now it's possible for carbon. Now they're allowed to use it. It's their own carbon. It's their own animal. So a Kayin for himself is called like Negev Adavram. Therefore, really, he can't use it. But the question is, though, could he say for somebody else? Is he allowed to say for somebody else that it's a Mum or not? So Ramea says, no, he can't even pass it for somebody else. Because since he's a Choshed Adavram, Ledon of Loimidri. I do maybe know. Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha should be like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The yomer that he says nemenu al shol chaveroi. A kohen is allowed to say for somebody else, for another kohen or for another yisrael, he's allowed to paskin and that pechor to say yes, it's a baal mum. Because for somebody else, he's not negeya. V'yena nemen ashal atzmai. Only for himself, he's not nemen. For himself, he's called a negeya bedover. For himself, we don't trust him. So that was the question. Who do we paskin like? Oh, poshet le halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And he passed in the Shalimers, he passed in the Shimon Gamliel, that the Kohen is Neman for somebody else. Rashi says, Kanim Chashudim al Mumei Abchor, Lahatir Es Osir, to be matir to say the Bechor has no more Kedusha. V'yaf Lahato Boi Mum, Lufi Shabachor Bezman Ezer Elot Akona. Today we don't have the base of Migdish, so Bechor the Kohen can't use. Elim Ken Yesh Boi Mum, unless the Mum happens. V'yala Kohen Litapo Bo Mishnas Nos Nuhu, the Kohen has to take care of the Bechor now, as soon as we give it to him. L'shoim Roy, O L'zoinoi, so there's a big bother on the Kohen to take care of it. So Mele Avad the Kohen wants to see a Mum come as soon as possible. So therefore we don't trust the Kohen. Now the Rav Meir or the Rav Shimon Mesechta B'chorus. This is Machlokes Mesechta B'chorus. So Itak answered him back, Halachas Rav Shimon Gamliel, that yes, the Kohen is allowed to paskin for somebody else. But according to him, that wasn't the Meister with the first Shaila. So Mele, we weren't pushing the first Shaila either. It could be maybe a Zokin, V'yoshi, but Sanhedrin does not have to ask for shus from the Vein Asiyam to be Matzah the Bechor. Now we ask another question. Maho lotzeis besandel shel shorim. On Yom Kippur, are you allowed to walk out with a shoe made from other material, not from leather? Shel shorim, Rashi says, min guma shekorim pua. Some say it's bamboo, it's rubber, some other material it was made from. What about if you have a shoe made out of other material? Can you walk out with it on Yom Kippur or not? Is Omad Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, so Rav Yitzchak got up, a raglav on his foot, the Yom said like this, Ani ra'isi as Yeshua ben Levi. I saw Yeshua ben Levi sheyotza that he went out the sandal shall show him b'yom kippurim. Yes, I saw him walk out with a sandal made out of a rubber or bamboo. He walked out with it on Yom Kippur. V'yaminalei, and I answered him back. And v'yaminalei, I'll tell you now. But tainas siba mai. What's going to be the luck about a tainas siba? So good, you're telling me now on Yom Kippur it's mutter. As on Yom Kippur, it's only us to walk out with shoes that have leather. That's called the real manal. Mashenka in a shoe that has only shum, not leather, it's mutter. What about a tiny siber? So Rashi says tiny siber means hanigzer ala geshamin. A tiny siber, they made a special tinyness that has the same din when there wasn't rain. The name of sechta tinyness also beninos a sandal. It has a special loch, it's also like ninos a sandal. What's here? Maybe here it's more chomer. Or malay loishinoi, it's not the exact same alocha. I thought for the din of Tisha B'Av, that we didn't ask the question. Because the other Gemara there says, I think all the halachas of Tisha B'Av have the same halachas like Yom Kippur. So therefore, if it's mutter on Yom Kippur, pshita is mutter on Tisha B'Av. Mashenka in the shallows may be a tiny seber. When we're fasting for a purpose, we don't have rain. So we want to fast real good. We want to put yourself into real big pains, inui. So maybe there even a shoe that's made out of rubber or bamboo you can't use. That was the shayla. And the answer back, there's no difference. Even by tiny seber also, it's only also to wear shoes that have leather. But other material you're allowed to wear. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Ani Reisi Es Reb Leza, Demin Ninvo, I saw this Reb Leza, Sheyotza V'Sandal Shoshon V'Tainas Siber. I saw him talk also walk out on a Tainas Siber, he was wearing out with his shoes, were made out of this type of material. V'Yaminele, and I asked the question, V'Yom HaKippurimai, what's going to be the luck about Yom Kippur? I see you doing it on this Tainas Siber. What about Yom Kippur? Malay, into the back, Leishinot, there's no difference. So they're both saying the same stock. That sandal shall show him this bamboo, you're allowed to wear it. It's not awesome. We have Yehuda Nofak Vidihitni. We have Yehuda went out Vidihitni, Rashi says, also Minshoim. Type of material made from this bamboo, he went out with a shoe made from this material. Onyam Kippur. Abaye Nofak Vidihutza. Abaye went out with shoes, that Rashi, sandals shall kapas tomorrow. sandal made from aloe olives. He made like from the palm trees, from the palm leaves. He made a sandal. You're allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur. Rav and Nafik, the dikula the girsa should be. Also, Rashi shalasovim. Rashi has bedivli. Rashi has girsa shalasovim. Made from grass. He made a type of a sandal made from grass, and he went out with it on Yom Kippur. He wore it on Yom Kippur. Rabba Barapuna, Korach Sudra Akarya, he put around some a sudra, like a towel, a material around his foot. But Nafik, that's the way he walked out. As the kids say, he didn't wear a shoe made out of leather. That's awesome. But other things here are mutter. He tied around material around his feet, and that's the way he worked out. For the Gemara, Masiv Rami Bachama. So Rami Bachama now has a question. He has a shayla. So far, he's telling me now that all these other type of materials, it's mutter to walk out with on Yom Kippur. So Masiv Rami Bachama. Hakita, somebody that's missing, a part of his leg is missing, is Yoytze B'Kav Shaloi. He's allowed to walk out on Shabbos, the artificial leg that we give him. The Kav Shaloi looks like a shoe, where he puts his thighs into. So he's allowed to walk out with it, wear it on Shabbos. Diva Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Yeshita. Rebbe Yoysi Yoysi. Yoysi doesn't know, it's also to wear this on Shabbos. It's also to walk out with this on Shabbos.